That is a look at what's going on in the news of the morning. It's your morning news on your Sunny 101.9 WKQS.
Well, yesterday we were graced by the president and Senator Levin. I guess somebody had to be back in Washington holding down the fort. And that would be our other senator, U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow, joining us here this morning. Senator, good morning. And we were just talking about this. A very exciting day yesterday.
Good morning. Oh, my gosh, it was exciting. I was so thrilled to see that the president wanted to come up to Marquette and the UP. I told him he was coming to God's country. And I talked to him on Wednesday and indicated to him I'm working on some jobs proposals and a planning effort on jobs and wasn't able to come. But I filled him in on all kinds of great things and told him he was coming to the leadership on telehealth and all of the other, efforts. Really, the UP and Marquette have been leaders in the kind of efforts that the president is talking about. And it was great to see him announce this wireless new network for small businesses and law enforcement. And it just builds on what we've been doing.
So, in other words, you warned him about Walt.
Yeah, you warned him about coming up here.
And I told him about this guy who loves the blues. Watch out for him. You know, he's a little bit crazy. Does morning radio.
Well, but actually, it was interesting to see that with the technology that in a certain extent here, even in our rural area, we have grown accustomed to getting this national spotlight and having the president say, basically, if it can be done here, it can be done anywhere.
Well, and Marquette Hospital's received awards. I mean, when we look at the telehealth and telemedicine, what's being done, and I've been, involved in helping to bring in those resources, and UP schools being connected with distance learning before anybody else. Really, the UP is the model, which is why it's so great. And now I'm chairing the Agriculture Committee in the U.S. Senate, where rural development goes through, and I've worked on those dollars that went into the broadband effort, the initial money to connect all of our communities, and I will be working closely on this effort to continue to create the ability for the person who lives at the end of the road, the farmer, the business person, the family at the end of the road, being able to be connected like everybody else, so that we have access not only to each other and to information and be connecting with the doctor or with the school or with the business, but to be able to connect with the world and be able to export our products around the world. I mean, this is really the new infrastructure. When the president says outbuild and out-innovate, this is the kind of thing he's talking about. And we're leaders. Marquette, all the leadership in Marquette and across the UP have really been setting the stage for this for a long time.
We are speaking with U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow this morning. Senator, from your perspective, as you mentioned, as you were working on projects to help develop jobs and help get people back to work, how has technology changed your perspective on what is possible?
Well, it's dramatically changed what's possible for us, what we can do in healthcare to bring healthcare to people and to create jobs related to that. When we think about our energy alternatives, as we upgrade our electric grids and as we can take biomass energy from the UP or other kinds of alternative energy, wind and solar and so on, and be able to move it around the state and the country because of the new technology that's available. And it is amazing how quickly things are moving. And, of course, in areas like electric vehicles, where we are now the leaders, which is new advanced batteries. And when the battery's not being used in a car, it can be used for energy storage. It can be used in the home. It can be used in the farm, the office. So things are moving very, very quickly. And when we now say we need to invest in the highways of the future, we don't just mean the highways we drive on, the bridges we drive on. We mean this new communications highway. That's really incredibly important if we're going to be able to have the beauty of Marquette, be able to live in Marquette, and yet compete around the world. It takes investing in this new kind of communication infrastructure. That's really important for us. And if we do it right, You know, this is going to really allow us to outcompete the world, and that means jobs, because for me it's all about jobs, and this is going to allow us to do that.
Well, Senator, we certainly appreciate you joining us this morning for your perspective on the president's visit to Marquette. It is some exciting times, to say the least.
Well, I'm just so pleased. I've been telling him he needs to come to Marquette. He needs to come to the UP and see when we talk about water, what that means. You know, we're not little things. We're big water.
Right, exactly.
And beautiful areas and lighthouses, and most importantly, people. People that have been smart and ahead of the game for a long time. And I'm just so pleased that everybody, both at the hospital and education and everybody else who's been ahead of the game, could say with pride that the president realized what was happening in Marquette and the UP and wanted to come and brag about it. I think it's great.
U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow joining us this morning. As always, Senator, a pleasure to chat, and thanks for calling in.
Great. Good to talk to you.
All righty. Bye-bye. All right,
7:08, and again, whenever we can bring the newsmakers to you, we will, live right here. And in touch with your life, that's Mark and Walton. Sunny 101.9 WKQS forecast details warming up as we get into the weekend.